9:45, quarter till 10. I've been looking forward to this. Tim Zimmer alerted me to this. How long ago, Tim? 18 months, maybe? 2 years? About 2 or 3 years ago. Frank Lamasella joins us now, president of PowerSlap. Tim is enamored with this, and he shows me the highlights, as are a lot of people. Over 17 billion views across all social media outlets. It's coming here to town on Friday night at the Xavier Convocation Center on Xavier's campus. You can get tickets and find out more at powerslap.com. A couple of championship matches. You got Damian DeBell, whose nickname is The Bell, against Wes Mina for the heavyweight championship. Then you got Robert Trujillo against Dakota McGregor for the lightweight championship. With that, we welcome in Frank Lamasella. How you doing, Frank?
What's up, Tommy? How are you?
I'm all right. I got to ask, where did the idea come from for this sport?
So about 5-6 years ago, we started watching some of these slap fighting videos on YouTube coming out of Russia and Poland and other places, and they were doing like 300 million views on a YouTube video. So, you know, credit to Dana White. He saw how explosive the content was and said, hey, let's do this the right way, put the power of the UFC machine behind it and see where we go. And, you know, we're up to this is our 14th show, our first one outside of Vegas in the U.S. We've done 3 seasons of a reality show, and you know, the sport's on fire, the promotion's on fire, we're just getting started.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. The first event outside of Las Vegas in the United States, one in Abu Dhabi and Saudi Arabia. When it comes to the sport itself, for people that are not aware, Frank, describe it, if you would, please, what a match looks like.
Sure. And so the first thing to note is that all these fights are regulated and sanctioned by the state athletic commissions. So we are approved as a combat sport here in Louisiana, which is one of the reasons why we decided to come here at this time. And so the sport is simple. You know, two guys stand across the table. They go slap for slap. It's usually 3 or 5 rounds, 5 rounds for the title fights. You know, there are rules like you can't lift your feet or pivot. You know, you can't, you have to land the slap in a very small target area on your opponent's face, and you can win by knockout or decision. A lot of these fights go, you know, the full 3 rounds, and the judges decide who is the winner.
I got to confess, my headphones came unplugged, so I missed a part of it if you said it. Did you determine this with a coin toss as far as who goes first?
That's, you know, the coin toss determines who goes first, but believe it or not, we've done, you know, about 250 matches at this point, and it's right about 50%, meaning whoever wins the coin toss wins 50% of the time, whoever loses it loses 50%
of
the time.
So no discernible advantage at all?
No, none.
So if I were to sign up for a power slap competition and I win the toss and I slap my opponent and he doesn't go down, can I quit?
We don't like people who quit after the first.
No, I understand that. I'm kidding, but I tell you, after watching it, I think I would. Tell me about people think that it's there is an art to this, a technique to this, a science to this, right? Tell me what some of the key components are, I guess, and then we'll go from there to some of the things you can do wrong. What do you want to do right?
So there's absolutely an art and science to it, and you know, we hold regular training camps out in Vegas, and you can see how much better the guys are getting, the ones who come to the camps and train and practice, because you have to generate a lot of power and speed, and you have to land in only one spot on your opponent with that power and speed. And if you miss and you foul, you pretty much lose the fight because you lose a point, and in a three-round fight, it's really hard to win if you foul. So you got to do all that right, and then and when you take the slap, you got to actually learn how to brace for the slap. You have to train certain muscles in your body, and like I said, these guys who are training, we see a huge discernible, you know, benefit from them actually getting out there and training.
So, what is it? Because I got to tell you, and I don't mean this sounds terrible to say this, but what you're talking about is physics. And when I saw it, the first thing I thought of is hitting a golf ball, because you got to have the sweet spot of the club on the right spot on the ball, and you have to be going fast, but weight also determines it, right? Have you ever looked into the physics of any of this, Frank?
It's a great comparison. It's a great comparison. Like I said, in slap, there's certain things you can't do. Like, we have a lot of you know, we have a lot of former MMA or boxers that participate in Power Slap. And, you know, one of the things they teach you when you're learning, you know, boxing is you always pivot your foot and you generate power that way. Mm-hmm. And in Power Slap, that's something you can't do.
So yeah, talk about really, that, if you would, about the technique, because you can't, first of all, you can't pivot, like you're saying, like swinging a golf club, and on the other side of it, you can't flinch or tell me about that.
Correct. So when you're striking someone, you can't pivot, you can't step like a baseball pitcher, and you need to use a flat open hand. And the other thing you have to do is you have to call your hand and call your number, meaning, you know, right on three. So you use your right hand and land on the third windup.
So what you say is, and for people that have not seen this, you're going, you can say one, two, or three, and then you go one, two, and you can't go on two
right.
If you say three. You got to go on what number you say, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And it sounds simple, but when the lights are on and 4,000 people are looking at you, people actually do make mistakes there.
And tell me about clubbing and cupping the hand and so forth.
Yeah, so you have to use a flat open hand. You know, we want people landing with the palm of their hand. You can't lead with your wrist bone. Obviously, you can't use a closed fist. You can't use a cupped hand. So flat open hand. And then on the defensive side, you know, like I said, you got to learn how to brace to receive the slap. You can't flinch. If you flinch, meaning if you move out of the way when the slap is coming, your opponent gets to slap you again. So you know, we advise no flinching because you never really escape what you're trying to escape anyway.
Mm.
And, you know, you go back and forth. We got a lot of tough guys, tough girls. We have incredible champions. Like you said, two title fights this weekend, and we're really pumped to be in New Orleans.
Tell me about the holding the thing behind your back. What is all that about? I don't understand it. That floaty or whatever it is
you hold? We when we were kind of seeing what other people were doing out there when we first saw the sport. I mean, look, part of that is just to keep a defensive posture consistent across all the guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got guys who are 6'5", 5'6", you know, 400 pound super heavyweights, 155 pound lightweights. So by having that, you know, the slapstick that they hold behind their back, it makes it consistent across all the fighters. And it also helps you keep your shoulders down, which is one of the rules.
Slapstick, but there's nothing funny about it. When it comes, Frank, to has anything ever happened? Have you ever had an opponent that just at the last second said, no, I don't think so, I'm out?
Yeah, I mean, we've had that before. Actually, in the co-main event, our lightweight champion, Robert Trujillo, he fought somebody a few years ago, and his opponent kind of bailed out after they gave the first slap and didn't knock him out. It's happened only a couple of times. You know, like I said, we got a lot of tough dudes and girls who want to be up there and earn their keep. But we've seen it once or twice.
Have you ever taken one of these or not?
Definitely not.
I can't imagine. I can't even imagine what that must feel like.
Dana and I like promoting the sport and running the business, but we don't participate.
I don't think I've been slapped in the face since like fourth grade, and she was maybe 85 pounds, and that hurt, so I can't imagine this.
Yeah.
Tell me
yeah.
again about the event and how people can go to it and find tickets, and how can they find out more about it, Frank?
So you can learn more at powerslap.com, but you can buy tickets on AXS. The event is this Friday at the Xavier Convocation Center. Doors open at 6:45. First fight is at 8:00. And all I would say, is this event is an incredibly fun event. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before live. And if you're in New Orleans this weekend for the fights, you know, you got UFC Dustin Poirier's last fight on Saturday, and then you got Power Slap on Friday. It's the perfect combat sports weekend.
How about how long does the whole thing last, Frank?
Two and a half to 3 hours.
Okay, and tell me real quick about the rounds again. Each person slaps each other three times. That's how it's structured?
You either have three rounds or five rounds, depending on whether it's a non-title or title fight. The other thing we're doing too, Tommy, after the Power Slap event, we're hosting an after party at Caesars New Orleans.
Okay.
It's something we've always done with Power Slap in Vegas. We always have a kind of a gambling fun after party. And
some celebrities, I'm guessing?
Perfect host for that.
Some celebrities,
absolutely.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have 300, you know, celebrities, influencers, content creators in the crowd. They always come through to the after party. So, again, if you're in town, you come to Power Slap on Friday, Caesars right after, and then UFC on Saturday.
So powerslap.com. That's what people need to remember, correct?
Correct.
And Friday night. Thank you. I appreciate your time, Frank. I really do. It's
Thank
something
you,
to
Tommy.
See, man.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Frank Lamasella, president of Power Slap. 9:55. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got coming up for us when we return on WWL.